All right, well, we are already off to a very, very intriguing and interesting start here.
This is creepy.
Behind the scenes, we put in a ton of music to come back. They're called rotators, and they rotate. Paul does not select what song plays when. I wish that he did sometimes.
He can change it if he wants.
Correct.
But it's just once
rather
automatically
than having,
loads
like 200
in.
Buttons of each song, there's I just have two buttons that say rotators.
Now, the name...
And it randomly selects a song.
It randomly selected this song, which is called Bonnie Bray. We are about to have a clairvoyant on the air. Her name is Miss Bonnie. So we're all ready. On my child, that is actually what happened.
About two minutes ago, I looked ahead and I go, oh my God.
We're about to play Bonnie Bray and we're having Miss Bonnie.
So the universe is cooperating with us this morning.
No question.
I'm not going to say that I'm a, you know, huge,
I get it,
mystical arts kind of guy here, but that is, if you are, that's evidence right there.
That is an interesting coincidence. So, can we welcome to the phone Miss Bonnie?
She's on.
To Ben and Woods.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you. Thank you so much.
I've never talked to a psychic,
nor
a medium, a clairvoyant at any time, I don't think.
What would you like us to address you as?
I'm a medium, okay. And thank you so much for asking. Aren't angels great? How that song came up. I was listening to your segment.
It's crazy.
It's just beautiful. It's such a confirmation and an affirmation that we should be together today. Wonderful.
It is wonderful, and we were really excited to have you on, and I'll introduce you quickly to the show. My co-host, Ben Higgins. Ben, say hello.
Hello there, Miss Bonnie.
Hi, Ben.
We've got our assistant producer, Hammer.
What's up, Bonnie?
Hammer.
Don't say what's up. Say hello.
Why?
Be a gentleman.
That's how you say hello. I'm asking a question, too.
That's why we don't let you in the studio
He's
too
just
often.
He's being himself.
He is
He's
being
just
himself.
Being who he is, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And our executive producer you spoke with yesterday, Paul. I am Woodsy. Everybody calls me that. So, let's get started. I mean, how long have you been doing this?
39 years.
39 years, and I did read an interesting tidbit. You were actually Batman's medium, the original Batman, Adam West. You guys worked together. Is that true?
I did predictions for Adam West through a network that I belonged to. I was chosen out of 1,000 readers to read for the network for advertisement purposes. So Phyllis Diller, Adam West, Peter Marshall.
Wow.
Yes, they've all experienced my gift, yes.
All right. So we don't bring you just any medium.
We bring you really, really good medium.
Yes.
famous medium to the stars, if you will. Mm-hmm. So Bonnie, in your opinion, what's the best way to get started in this? I feel like we should talk for a while, maybe about us personally, and then get into some of the sports questions we had.
Sure.
What's the best way to start?
All you need to do is just put your breath into it. In other words, just speak. And I promise, because I've already prepared, you know, your personal angels are already on board. Obviously, they've managed to impact the rotation, as you call it, the rotators.
Yes.
So it's all good. It's all blessed. It can feel spooky, especially around Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
but it is all very blessed. And I'm so pleased to be with all of you today. I just love radio. I just love radio.
Well, we're really excited that you joined us. Now, if we have a question, can we ask a question about one of our co-hosts?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I would like you to tell me, guess what the future holds for our beloved executive producer, Hammer. He's the one I'm most worried about, Hammer.
I'm executive producer now?
I'm sorry, assistant producer.
Oh, the baby in the future.
Baby in the future.
Maybe in the future, Hammer.
Well, so that would be Hammer's voice to the angels. Hammer, if you had any question to ask, what would it be?
Me personally?
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, so I placed the bet, Deshaun Watson for MVP. It was 6-1 odds. How's that looking after the first 7 weeks of the NFL season?
Okay, so when I spoke with Paul, one of the things that I sort of delineated was the idea that the gift is, you know, never used like for personal gain as far as scores.
Exactly.
However,
like Back to the Future too here. Come on.
However, I will tell you this. You do have a woman that has passed away that is watching over you with a great deal of pride, and she is aware, especially of your mother and whatever the circumstances are. And the angels are encouraging you to to improve your home situation. So, you know, wherever it is that you hang your hat, that's what seems to be the most pertinent right now in terms of they're saying location, location, location. The angels don't want you to have champagne taste on a beer budget. How cute is that?
That is so cute.
Champagne taste
so
on a beer budget?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what they're saying. It's the cutest thing. So that tells me that you're an old soul.
Oh, big time.
You know. You must be an old soul because that's something that we used in the 50s, champagne taste on a beer budget. But certainly the most important thing seems to be just making sure that your home environment, I guess, is what they call user-friendly over there and making sure that, you know, you really are, you know, watching, I guess, you know, what you're spending.
Always. And, yeah,
and making sure, yeah. You know, and there is some more training ahead of you. I'm not familiar with your age or anything, but I can tell you that
27. Oh, yeah, I'm very young.
There's some more. Oh, my goodness.
Just
you
a baby.
Are young people, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the message that they have for you.
And, that's gnarly.
Take it to heart.
I got it.
That's incredible.
All right. Paul, our executive producer, recently lost his gallbladder.
A week ago today.
Is there anybody speaking on the health of our executive producer, Paul?
Well, as a medical intuitive, I'm able to scan him, but again, I would have to hear his voice.
Well, Miss Bonnie, about a week ago, 9 o'clock last Tuesday, I went in for emergency surgery on my gallbladder. It's been a rough recovery since, and according to the doctors, still have 3 to 4 weeks of pain that I'll be dealing with. But that nasty gallbladder is now out of my body, and we're curious on how that's going.
Yeah. So the only thing that when I'm with you and I scan you, the only thing that I'm observing would be what I guess we call the bile ducts and the importance of keeping those clear post-surgery. Okay, that's the information I'm receiving. All medical intuitives have a doctor in spirit that has your chart that helps them out. And so what I'm doing in this moment is paging who I call Richard to kind of see what's up. Richard says apparently that you don't always follow instructions.
Richard is right.
And so it's in your chart. It's in the chart. Okay, it's in your chart. So I guess one of the most important things that I want to say to you is amen to the fact that it's gone, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because Richard says it was pretty nasty. And he says that the doctor, the surgeon, had to pull out, I guess, some kind of bag of tricks just to make this happen for you. So, you know, just make sure that the bile ducts are clear. If you have any, obviously, this is kind of a general statement for anybody, but if you have any residual discomfort that's, like, you know, uncharacteristic of what you're supposed to be having, then just have them, you know, just check the bile ducts. And that's my answer to you.
And you can't, you can't communicate with Paul's actual diseased gallbladder, right?
I can tell you this. What's interesting is the body holds emotion in different parts. So abandonment will go in the lungs. That's why people die of pneumonia in nursing homes every hour in this country. So the grudges go in the gallbladder, okay? So that's where they go. Anger goes in the liver. Fear goes in the kidneys. There's places for everything because the body has to put it somewhere. The mind is like a pirate. When we wake up, it's like, arg, you know, it's going to hit you with all kinds of feelings. So I guess one of the most important things for Paul, they just called him Sweet Paul, for Paul is to be mindful of, just be mindful of any, you know, unusual pain, uncharacteristic, they keep calling it that. And then that way, he could be proactive. They're saying he's not very proactive, the angels are saying. He's really more reactive.
Very true. Very, very true.
Miss Bonnie, I've got a question about my co-host Woodsy here, and this is actually pretty heavy stuff. Woodsy and his wife, Hannah, have been trying to have another baby. We've been talking about it. They recently suffered a miscarriage. We talked about it on our podcast the other week.
Yep.
Are they going to be blessed in the future with a baby brother or sister for their toddler beau?
I would like very much to ask and tell you that I need to hear their first names.
Oh, okay. Stephen and Hannah.
Well done. The grandmother has the child that didn't make it. She's going to make sure that the child, you know, attends what is some sense of normalcy with school. She's really big on education.
Yep.
And she says the parents are too. There's a girl on layaway. How cute is that?
It's fantastic.
But the stress is high, and the expectations can cause, I guess, emotions and frustration. So they're suggesting like a glass of wine, not too much wine, and they're saying to go forward with optimism, with like a really good attitude about this. They're saying that Stephen, and sorry, but I have to call you what they call you. Are you given name Stephen?
Yes.
Stephen, they're saying, actually has coaching ability, so, and working with children. So even a son would be great, period, already.
Yeah.
Because of this capacity that Stephen has to relate to children. They're saying Stephen is a child.
Inside. Yes.
Okay, and that's my answer to you.
That's beautiful, beautiful. We need to take a break.
Yeah, Miss Bonnie, can you ponder on the question that we're going to ask about who the next Padres manager is going to be? Just any thoughts you might have, and if you just hang on for 1 second,
we'll give you the names.
We're going to come right back. We'll give you some names, and we'll be thinking about that, and then we'll get that answer when we return. A real trick, we can ask Miss Bonnie what the traffic's going to look like tomorrow in San Diego.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, Ben, and I don't need to be a medium to do it. It's going to be terrible.
By the way, I want to let you know, Miss Bonnie's website, bonnie444.com. Is that correct, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, so Miss Bonnie, thank you for hanging with us, because we had our big questions about the future of the Padres. They're trying to hire a new manager. We're getting nothing. We're getting frustrated. So we thought we'd turn to the universe to see what they were going to do. Now, we've heard a few names. There's Ron Washington. He's the 67-year-old veteran manager of the Texas Rangers. There's the kind of unknown candidate, the younger guy named Jace Tingler. We heard today that Mark Loretta, who's a former player for the Padres and a coach with the Cubs as a manager, who do you think is going to be? Who did the universe tell you will be the Padres' next manager?
Okay, I need to tell you that, first of all, remember that angels go by first names,
yep,
right? And so before you give me their first names again without their last names,
yes,
I will tell you that, you know, during the break, what I saw was the symbol for the yin-yang. Have you heard of the yin-yang?
Yes.
Okay. So the yin-yang is, of course, the balance between white and black, and between the feminine and the masculine, okay? So I can tell you that the best solution for the team that you're asking about would be to combine what they're calling players with left and right skills, black and white, to utilize all their resources. They're also, I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
They're also talking at the angels about the political aspects of this for some reason. When I think of baseball, and I'm Cleveland born and raised, so we have a lot of baseball going on, of course, in Cleveland. It's not always the greatest, huh? But sometimes we do well. And when I think of baseball, I really don't think of political. But there seems to be an agenda here, according to the angels. Somebody's got an agenda to try to make a point. And part of the point, according to the angels, has to do with this age thing that you mentioned. One is older, one is younger. But again, I'm back to that yin-yang. This is not to just be general with you. It's really there. So the wise decision, for instance, if the board came to me and I told them what was out there, you know, for their highest good, it would be to combine and utilize black and white, left and right, they keep saying, the yin-yang, the balance of power and the balance of abilities and ages, too. Who would they most likely go for? The angels are saying that they're going to go for the most seasoned, what they're calling the most seasoned person. The third name that you mentioned, can you please give me the first name of the
Mark
third person?
Mark was the
because
new name
they lit that up like a Christmas tree, as to the fact that he may end up having other duties or something where he may not even be able to participate for whatever reason, just duties, nothing negative, okay? So the ideal choice would be, I guess, to combine the talents of the people. Black and white, left and right. That sounds like it rhymes, doesn't it? Black and white, left and right. So So that's what the universe has in mind.
There you have it. There you have it. I think we all know what that means,
yes,
Padres fans.
I have one last question for Bonnie quickly before we go. Will we be joined in San Diego by a Garrett or a Steven?
They're not sure what you mean.
All right.
Joined. Yeah, what do you mean joined?
That's no.
Who's we?
Padres fans.
Will we ever win a World Series?
Oh, no. That's the one thing I'm sorry I can't go to.
No, right.
I can't go to the camping.
Fair enough.
I'm not permitted.
Thank you so much, Miss Bonnie.
You are
it was
the
a
best.
Pleasure
thank
to get
you
to
so
know
much.
You. Thank you.
You're right. Welcome, right. And thank you for having me. And, you know, your listeners are welcome to hit the website. It's a free visit.
It's our pleasure.
Bonnie444.com. Thank you, Bonnie.